Hello, and welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. I am thrilled that you are listening today. This is a place where I talk about health and wellness and everything like that. I am your host, Brittany Ford, and I am a registered holistic nutritionist and podcaster and content creator. I never really know how to describe myself or what order to put everything in because there's lots of things that I do. But yeah, I bring episodes to you every Tuesday and Friday that are focused on optimizing your health. I am recording this in my bedroom right now. My golden retriever, Moose, is sleeping beside me. And we are packing because we are moving tomorrow. So life is hectic. It's like, I don't even know how to say it. It is wild right now. You know, when you have a lot going on personally, and then you have a lot going on like work-wise and business-wise as well at the same time. And so there just doesn't feel like there's any break anywhere. That's kind of life right now. So, and I'm 7 months pregnant. So it's just like, holy matrimony, just trying to kind of keep my head above water a little bit right now. And that is the current update. So if I am a little MIA on socials, that is why, is because there's just a lot going on. And sometimes something's got to give, you know? I need to take enough time to take care of myself and have some sort of balance and try to sleep well, try to exercise, try to eat well at the same time of like managing everything, which is really difficult, as most of you know. So today's episode is we kind of actually get into that. We talk a lot about meditation, specifically transcendental meditation, which is very, very powerful. And my guest is Edith B. Kiss, and she kind of goes through this and describes it. And we talk a lot about personal health transformation in general. We also get into her weight loss journey. She lost about 20 kilograms and she's in the best shape of her life at the age of 42. So we talk about that and like what that was like for her mentally, physically, spiritually, and everything that that kind of meant. We get into, you know, the idea of the running mind and insomnia. So this is something that I've been dealing with a lot lately as we are moving, is like waking up in the middle of the night and then tossing and turning because you're going through your to-do list and everything that you have to get done that day. And that's really hard. That's the running mind. That's the, like, you know, I might as well get up and start doing things now mind, which is not effective. So we talk a lot about that. We talk about insomnia and what we can do to kind of like mitigate that. We also get into Reiki a bit, as she is in the realm of Reiki. She's an expert in that space. And so we get into quite a few different topics, and it was really interesting just talking to her about holistic healing in general and kind of picking her brain. I really did appreciate the conversation. And a shout out to Mimio. Mimio is one of my favorite brands I found last year. They are a cellular health supplement, and it has four different ingredients in it. And basically these four different ingredients work together in the body tandemly to optimize your cellular health. And they are all actually found already in your body. So it's not like you're taking something brand new that your body has to absorb and digest and is foreign. The ingredients are actually something that your body already makes itself, but you are just taking more in order to optimize your cellular health. So it's really great for things like longevity, cleaning up the cells and creating new cells, autophagy, detoxing, those types of things. So that's why I love Mimio. I think their approach is very unique in looking at what does the body do and how can we kind of just add to that versus like, let's, you know, take this specific herbal supplement, which, you know, might have been proven to do something, but is obviously not made in our body. So I love their approach. Their biomimetic approach is very unique. That's why I love Mimio. And you can use my discount code with them, BiohackingBrittany, and you get a really nice discount if you're somebody who's interested in cellular health and longevity, which I know so many of you are. Linked in my show notes and in my bio and on my website, my goodness. So go check that out. And then a shout out to Bioptimizers. Oh my gosh, they have so many good products. You know, it's actually interesting. I was talking to my mom yesterday and she gets so many supplement ads through Instagram and Facebook. Now, I have business accounts, so I actually don't get any ads on my Instagram account. So I never really see what other people are seeing when it's like promoted to them. And she was like sending me this one supplement and it was like some random brand. And it was called like, I don't even know, like Happy Pills, Mood Booster, something cheesy, whatever it was. And I look at it and I was like, Mom, no, let me get you something so much better. I've got you, you know, she's going through a stressful time right now. And I was like, let me hook you up. So I look at Bioptimizers. They have a supplement called Stress Guardian. And I look at this and I'm like, this is infinitely better than what you can take. Let me get some of this for you. I'll send you some, no problem. And so it's just interesting because Bioptimizers, they have so many products for whatever you're kind of going through in life. And that one specifically, I have taken before. I'm not taking it right now, but it has a bunch of vitamins, minerals, and herbs in it that really support your body when you're going through a stressful time. And it's one of those ones that you can take up to 3 twice daily. And so it's really like depending on kind of what you're going through in life, how much support you need, but it is proven to help you and your body kind of manage stress better. So that's the one I love. And that's just kind of first came to mind because I just told my mom about it yesterday and I'm going to get her some, but they also have magnesium, digestive enzymes, probiotics, which we love. They have a bunch. They have like a protein powder. They also have a adaptogens, like chocolate mix powder. There's so many things. They have sleep aids, whatever they have. So they have a lot. They are my go-to brand for supplements that I will recommend to everyone. So that is Bioptimizers. If you use my discount code BiohackingBrittany, you get the most discount possible. So try that out. You're stressed right now. Definitely look into that. That could be something that you take, the Stress Guardian. Love it. I'm sending it to my mom and maybe that is for you as well. Enjoy this interview. I will catch you on Friday for another one. And I'm moving this week and I'm traveling starting on Saturday. We travel across Canada. Oh my gosh, for 9 days. So we're staying in a bunch of hotels. I will produce some content, record from the hotels. You know how life is sometimes. So that'll be fun. So if you want to follow along on my journey, you can on Instagram. Honestly, my stories are probably the best place to follow me. That's the most personal place that I am. Like that's the most, I don't know, like where I post the most real up-to-date life things, I guess. And so that's at BiohackingBrittany on Instagram. I'm really active on Threads right now, same account. And then TikTok is just biohacking. So enjoy this and I will catch you on Friday for another one. Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. Thanks for tuning into the podcast episode this week. This one is going to be another deep dive into trauma, personal transformation, holistic therapy, and everything like that. My guest is Edit B. Kiss, and she is a trailblazer in the world of holistic healing. She is a number one best-selling author, a celebrated success habit coach, which is really cool. And she's also an international speaker who has turned her profound insights into actionable pathways for healing and growth. So we're going to dive into her personal story, how she kind of started in the petroleum industry of all places, and then moved into this tranquil realm of Reiki and beyond. We're also going to talk about her health and her diet and her own journey in that space as well. And I'm just interested. We're going to talk about, you know, the modern mind, how many of us struggle with that today and having healthy, you know, mental health and brain health and all of these things. So welcome to the show.
Hello, Brittany. Thank you for having me. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're here. So I feel like you have such an interesting background of going from a petroleum engineer to a holistic therapist and a success habit coach. Can you kind of walk us through what happened there? Because those are like completely different careers.
Yes, I always love to travel. I always love history and geography. And the petroleum industry was like a place where I can imagine that it includes a lot of trouble, but I had also very good analytical skills. So I was like, okay, it's going to be easy to learn those topics and basically travel with the job. So that's how I actually started with petroleum engineering, and I was very passionate about it, and it was a very exciting journey. But then I also experienced mental illnesses on the way from my early 20s, and it was a panic attack, which started during my travels, because I also love to travel just for my passion alone, you know. And then I had hypochondria, and then because of that, the panic attacks kind of developed. So anyway, so because of that, I had to look for something natural remedy, because I didn't want to take pills or go to doctors and so on and so forth. So that's why I got introduced to Reiki. And I really love the Reiki and working with energy and just step into the unknown, started to understand that there is something outside of what we see, the physical things, you know, there is something beyond, that it was so magical for me and so amazing. And I always love to like dream, you know. I was a big dreamer at night and in morning time as well. So I really love this sanctuary what Reiki was actually providing for me.
I love that. I think a lot of people kind of go through that where they're in a career and then they have these health issues come up, and then suddenly they have to do the research and take responsibility for their health. And then they kind of somewhere along the lines are like, oh, okay, I actually want to help other people do this. And I think that's a really beautiful journey and a really great way to kind of share your knowledge. And I love that you went to Reiki. I think that's so interesting. I don't know a lot about Reiki. I've done it a couple of times. It's not my area of expertise. So was there like a pull to it, or did you try a bunch of things and Reiki was like the only thing that worked, or like why? How did you land there? Yeah.
Yeah. So actually that was the first thing what came across, because the best friend of my mother, she tried it, and then she came to visit. And then because I was telling her about my issue, she said, oh, why don't you try my master? And then go to her for some sessions, you know, and that's how it started. So it was like a close friend who actually invited for that. And then after a couple of sessions, I decided to learn it so I can use it on myself or on my family members. And I also started to go for retreats, like developing my extra senses, and also to learn about family constellation therapy, and just start taking care of my health and my soul, in my soul level as well, and mind level as well, not just the physical one. So that's how it started. And then I thought that I was still an engineer, but actually the Reiki, later on when I learned more modalities, I found out that the Reiki was just managing it, you know, so it's never really healed my issues. It was help to manage it and kind of, so to still live a normal life, you know? So that's how I continued being an engineer, until the point that I was thinking like, okay, now I have two children. I want to spend more time with them. So I don't want to be 9 to 5. It's too stressful. I'm also unhealthy. I was on an unhealthy diet. I had no time to exercise because I was stressed and feeling weak and all of these things. So that's when I actually quit 9 to 5. And after that, you asked me about my diet. So the beginning. So basically that was the time when I become a Reiki master. And if someone knows Reiki, they know there are different labels. And with the label is the strengths of your signs, what you use for healing is actually getting stronger. So with the Reiki master signs, I started to heal myself when I quit the job. And then we were like 6 months in New Zealand. And then eventually, after the end of the 6 months, I experienced something really strange thing, which felt like a complete reprogramming in my mind. It was very profound and very fast, like a one-day shift. And what happened is that I started to suddenly eat certain food from my diet. So I stopped eating processed sugar, white flour, alcohol, and dairy products. And yeah, so basically those products gone from my life in one day. And since then I started to like lose weight, like 2-3 kilos every month. So that's how I dropped like 20 kilos in 10 months. And in that time, in the 10 months time, we were back already to Hungary with my family. And then I started to work as a contractor. And I felt really good about myself having more time and then also still working in the industry, which was I mastered already. So I knew how to work in it. So it was like an easy time for self-development, for self-healing and also losing weight. And so it was like a real transformation was going through in that time. And then and at the end of it, like not like when I already lost all the weight and then I looked like when I was 18 years old, you know, that kind of body. So basically, then I actually was invited to the Karma Yoga healing training. And that was very accidental as well. I wasn't searching for any new modality. I was invited to translate. So I went to this event to translate materials from English to Hungarian from the Indian guru. And I was fascinated about what he was teaching and the whole modalities, what he was doing there, the healings. And it was like so resonated with my ideas and what I was looking for to learn more and dive deeper into these things like the transcendental meditations and trauma healing. And it was just amazing. So I decided also to take the course, obviously. Then after I moved to UK and then I opened my business and that's when I started to help others with the same modalities because this modality was the one which is really brought like profound healing, like really stopped certain patterns in my life, like and it's really healed certain.
Let's talk about Mimio, a breakthrough longevity supplement that hacks your biology to help you look and feel younger. It was created by PhDs in nutrition from over 7 years of clinical research. And Mimio was designed to mimic the longevity benefits of fasting in a simple daily pill. Not only has Mimio been shown to extend lifespan in animals by 96%, but users have been able to take as much as 2.5 years off their biological age in just 8 weeks. How? Mimio's groundbreaking biomimetic formula uses a patented blend of all natural metabolites that work together to help your cellular health from the inside out. First, there's OEA, which is a metabolic supercharger clinically proven to help control appetite and promote fat metabolism so you can crush those cravings and silence food noise throughout the day. Then there's spermidine, the cellular autophagy activator, helping clear out cellular junk to boost cognition, clear brain fog, and refresh your cells. Next, there's nicotinamide, a broad-spectrum NAD plus booster that's been shown to improve everything from metabolism to skin glow to immune health. And lastly, there's PEA, one of the body's most powerful rest and repair molecules that helps control inflammation, relieve discomfort, and enhance recovery so you can get that youthful energy back. Mimio is designed to work like a super fast, super efficient fasting diet, but without actually having to fast. It's all about tapping into the power of your own biology, giving your body the cheat code to work its best, making you feel younger and healthier today. You can try Mimio today. Use my discount code at checkout, which is BiohackingBrittany, and you can get all of these benefits in a simple supplement today. Again, that's BiohackingBrittany in all capitals. So definitely try it and let me know what you think. That's quite the journey. And it's interesting how profound your health experience and growth was in the different places that you lived, but also physically and mentally and spiritually. I lived in New Zealand for a year. And so I know what it's like to live there. And it's so different from North America in a really good way. And I remember just feeling so connected to nature more there than I do here oftentimes. And I learned a lot. And some of the food practices that New Zealand have are fantastic. Like I remember meeting people who have only ever had grass-fed dairy in their entire life or grass-fed meat from cows and or grass-fed beef, I guess. And they didn't even understand that there was this concept where that's not the case in North America, where it's a lot of grain-fed, you know, GMO'd, all of these issues that we're having with our food quality. And so there is something really almost like, I don't know what the word would be, but just really beautiful about New Zealand and the way that they look at food and the way that they look at health. It's very, very holistic. And I loved that when I was there. And it's interesting that like your diet changed and kind of kicked off from there. So you eliminated dairy was one of the biggest things that you did. Were you doing anything else like during that time, just nutrition-wise, that kind of helped with that? Like, I know you've done a lot of transformational trauma work, but was there anything else diet-wise that really stood out to you during that time that was like, okay, this is actually moving the needle for my weight management?
Yes, definitely the sugar, like the white sugar and white flour. So it's basically quitting all the bakery products, if you think about it, right? So yeah, white flour, white sugar. So I was still eating, you know, the brown bread, the whole grain bread that time. And then I still was eating, you know, other sweeteners, like, for example, natural sweeteners like coconut sugar or maple syrup, those kind of things. But because of that, I wasn't into eating anything which just coming my way. I was checking what certain things are contained, you know, checking the labels basically, and then seeing like what I can eat and what I cannot. And then it was very profound, yeah. And the alcohol that also was like reprogrammed from my mind at that days. I haven't had alcohol for like since 2017, basically.
Nice. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. There's something about the processed food, you know, I mean, there's a lot about it, but it's just simple concept of let's just try to eat more whole foods that are more natural. And that actually is such a great way to boost your health, typically lose weight and have weight management. It's just hard for people. And especially when you incorporate them into your daily life. But I have found similar things. I've also found as well, like in the past when I've cut out alcohol for 3 months, 6 months, the definition that I've been able to see in my muscles has been significantly more. Like you're just not holding on to this weight or whatever it might be. It could be water retention. And there's so many benefits of not drinking alcohol that, you know, it's always been kind of worth it to me aside from that benefit, but it's definitely something that's extra and nice that you kind of experience.
Yes, definitely. So when I was also later on learning from my guru, then basically it was about the alcohol that it's changing your thinking, you know, and then your thoughts are really important in creating your reality. Your thoughts are creating your emotions and your emotions creating your actions. So basically the mindfulness is very important that you are conscious and that you actually consciously know what you think and so on and so forth. But when you drink alcohol, it can alter that state and then you can actually take actions which you later regret, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've definitely been there. Oh man, I used to drink alcohol all the time when I was younger, and I used to drink like 4 times a week, used to party all the time. And yeah, it was a different life stage that I'm in right now. And I do not miss it in the slightest. I will tell you, I do not miss it in the slightest. Yeah, it's just not a part of my life anymore, unfortunately or fortunately. But yeah, it's interesting. Do you do or experience or use any other type of recreational substances? Like, do you microdose at all, like psilocybin or cacao or ayahuasca even? Like, do you do anything like that?
No, I just use spirulina daily. Like, I add spirulina into my breakfast and chia seeds. That's the thing which I use, like, that food, I would say. Yeah, no mushrooms.
No mushrooms, yeah. No, that's fair. So I know you talk a lot about transcendental meditation. And I would love for you to kind of explain to us what this is in terms of the meditation space. How has it personally kind of transformed your life? And I guess like, how can it benefit others?
Yes, absolutely. So there are many meditations out there. So when you ask someone, do you meditate daily? And they say, yes, of course I meditate, but which kind of meditation is more important? You know, there are so many kinds of meditations you can practice. There is guided meditations. There is just the breathing, the observation. There is walking meditation, you know, all kinds of meditation. So when we talk about like the basics meditation is like when people say, okay, just focus on your breathing, calm your mind. Don't allow any thoughts to come in. Just be in the present moment and just, you know, pay attention to your senses. So that's kind of like how people start meditating, and that's helping them, or not helping them, is like is the way how they try to stop their monkey mind, right? In the conscious, their conscious thinking mind, they try to stop it, to calm it down. The transcendental meditation, how it differs from it is that when you get into transcendental state, it's you get into the subconscious level where it's always quiet. It's like going underwater, basically. So when you transcend, you are in that calm state without forcing it because it's always quiet there. It's always peaceful there because you are in theta or delta brainwaves. So to get to there, to that point, to transcend, that's where the guided meditation guide you to. So there are meditation masters, you know, teachers who teach you how to get to the transcendental state, basically. So it's like takes 15 minutes to get there, basically. Some people who meditate, who do transcendental meditation a lot, then it's for them is basically 1 second and they are there, you know. So for me as well, so because I practice it so many times, so I can transcend within a minute. But people who, my clients, my students who I teach, it takes them sometimes 15, 20 minutes to get to the transcendental state.
And I guess it's probably one of those things, like the more that you practice it, the better you kind of get to that point, like the better that you're able to understand it and use it, I guess, use it in your own personal life. Have you had any, like, I know you've worked with a lot of clients and you worked with a lot of people. Have you had any like really profound stories from clients that have like stuck out in your mind when they've done these types of meditations that you kind of have always remembered?
Yeah, I mean, first I would like to say the benefits and then I tell you what was the results from a client. So basically the benefits is that when you transcend, you are getting into delta brain waves, you activate the pineal gland. That's how you transcend in my practice. So other people transcend different ways. How I do it, I help you to activate your pineal gland. And then by that, you get into delta brain waves and start to produce the hormones, which you usually produce at deep sleep, which happens either to you or not. If you are lucky, you get a 1 hour deep sleep at night. You know, some people who has insomnia and other issues, might they don't. So this meditation helps you to get the extra boost of that hormones, which is the melatonin, serotonin, oxytocin, growth hormone. So having the extra boost of those hormones is helping you to become more focused, having a better sleep, having a better mood, become a kinder and more loving person because of the oxytocin, and having a vital and younger body because of the growth hormone. So basically, with this meditation, you get all of these benefits. And then what I reported back from my clients who haven't even been in my one-on-one coaching, but they actually had the meditation library access, you know, then they actually reported that after practicing daily meditation, even their family recognized that they become a much kinder person, a much calmer person, a more resilient in life. You know, instead of reacting to situations, they were responding. So it was a different, and you know, it's really important to become resilient, so not reacting with anger or negative emotions, because those can cause any mental and physical issues in your body when you are reacting, when you actually get triggered. So, but when you are resilient and you are able to stay more calm in situations, that's actually very good for your health as well.
Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. And that's a big problem because magnesium is involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Today, I want to talk to you about the most common signs to look for that could indicate you're magnesium deficient. Listen carefully to the end because there's a special offer happening and this could be exactly what you need. Okay, here we go. Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Do you experience muscle cramps or twitches? Do you have high blood pressure? Are you sometimes constipated? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few of the most common ones. Now, here's what most people don't know. Taking just any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't use or absorb. That's why I exclusively recommend Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class, which is why I use them. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. They are so confident that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. Just go to biooptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. In addition to the discount you get by using my promo code biohackingbrittany, you get gifts with your purchase. That's right. You actually get gifts. Up to 2 travel-sized bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. So act fast. This is a limited time offer. You can go to biooptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. Use my code. It's linked in my show notes on my website and start taking your magnesium today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, building mental resilience is very difficult. Maybe it's not very difficult, but it is something that requires a lot of patience and practice. And it's something that the more you go through in life, the more you're able to build it. It's almost like a muscle, right? Like it's kind of like the more you work it out, the stronger it is. And at least that's what I've found in my own life, like going through different challenges. And
well, this is, I wanted to say about this, that this is actually just seems so, but people need to be careful with this, because might you think that you become more and more resilient, but might you just swallowing your anger, or you just swallowing your pain, or you just, you know, you just pushing it down. And because might you don't work on your core issues, you're still going to attract triggers into your life. And then you're going to experience leveling up all of these triggers and feeling like you are resilient, but you just pushing it down. It's getting into physical illnesses like cancer, heart disease, you know, stroke. All of those people experiencing those physical illnesses, because when they first get the reactions, when they first experience the triggers, they were not searching for the root in trauma, not searching for the root where is buried in the unconscious mind, but they were just experiencing triggers after triggers. And it's made them feel like they actually become more resilient. But sometimes it's just you become more numb, you know, or you become more cold-hearted, I would say, protecting yourself. But in the other case, because you're still getting the same stimulus, the same triggers, it means it's still there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I completely agree with you. And I've seen that actually in my family members. And I've seen it, you know, it's like that book, right? The body keeps the score. If you don't deal with the things, it actually sits and manifests in the body. So like someone listening to this and like they could say or hear this and think, okay, yeah, I am resilient. Like this challenge came up and I was fine with it. How could someone tell if they actually have built mental resiliency or if they have just like pushed it to the side and they're numb and they're ignoring it? Like how do you self-reflect and how are you able to identify kind of which one you are?
I mean, first is like, to see their mental and physical state. Are they have physical illnesses, any, you know, physical issues, or do they have any mental issues? But I mean, as you say, like, okay, I'm resilient. But if physical issue is appearing, it's a sign of that is something you need to deal with. But now it's showing you physically because you created this mental numbness. So we can't sign you in the mental state. So we're signing you on the physical state. So basically that's one thing what they can recognize. If you don't have any physical issues, any mental issues, then you probably created a really good resilience and then you are absolutely fine then. And then you probably are very calm now and very peaceful and really nothing can bother you. And that's amazing, even though something hits you. But what is very good about like acknowledging if any negative emotion comes up, but any like anger, sadness, frustration, feeling misunderstood or feeling lonely or any negative emotions, because they are negative vibration, you know, they are low vibration. That's what I wanted to say. So they are low vibrational emotions. So they are the one who can actually get you sick, you know, make you sick. So if you experience any of these negative emotions on a daily basis, or sometimes when it's like a new situation coming in your life, which you never dealt with, then it's really important to check up, like, what is the connection to an buried trauma in the unconscious mind, and then to release it properly, because then the trigger stops. You know, then you don't need to even think about if the trigger is not going to come. You're going to have a much more peaceful life. because you're going to attract good things in your life, positive things, especially in the area that you cleared out. And yeah, so it's that's how I experienced also in the 6 years I'm doing this source memory healing on myself. And then in the beginning, I had to do it very often, you know, because I got triggered often, I get physical issues often, and it's just smoothed out so nicely that now it's like for 6 months I'm going, I don't need to do it because I'm not getting triggered, you know, or I'm not getting into situations which actually causing anything or new situations. But when I'm getting into one, then I know that, okay, no, I need to do this because this is something new I'm dealing with. This is a new trigger, but there is something in the core which I haven't cleared out. And then I clear it out and then it's again not gonna trigger me anymore, this situation. And it's really important, especially if you are in relationship with other people and that's where the triggers come from, because we tend to run away from people. We tend to say, oh, we need to set boundaries because that person is probably not good for me because it's triggered me. But might that person wasn't even mean to you, but you felt it that way because you had a core trauma to deal with. And as soon as you release that core trauma, you realize that it wasn't actually that big of an issue, or that person is actually so positive. It was just one little thing what he said and it triggered you, you know? So it's really important to understand that we can't always run away from people who are triggering us or putting boundaries with everybody, you know? If we dive deep and see why it made me feel this way. Because especially if you know that the person's intention was positive, or the person is not a bad person, you know, is not like want to really kick your ass, you know, it's just did something unintentionally, not, you know, then it's definitely you need to work on your own traumas.
Yeah, I think you are just right on the target with this. It can be something so small of someone says a comment and you're so sensitive to what they said. But in reality, like what they said wasn't mean, or it wasn't criticizing you, but it's just how you took it, right? And then you're so sensitive to that one thing. And it's like, okay, why am I so sensitive about this? Like, why is this bringing up so much emotion for me? Why am I reacting so much? And that's hard. That's hard. And I also think, just like hearing you describe this, I also think this is like kind of a work in progress for your entire life. Like, even if you got to a point where nothing bothered you ever and you were like this completely zenned out person, to be able to maintain that state for your life would be a challenge. It would be a challenge because life is so dynamic and it changes and there's so many hardships that can come your way and things come up. And so I feel like it's just always going to be this lifelong thing that you're kind of working on. But I really want to get into some strategies into how we can kind of manage this. Like, if I am sensitive about a topic and every time someone says something about that topic, I feel triggered. Okay, now I know that, you know, I have this trauma that I need to work on and I have this deep rooted healing that I actually haven't done anything necessarily about. And I want to build that mental resiliency. So like I'm aware now. So what do I actually do day to day to help with that? Like, is it just meditation, or do you have like other tips that you think would be great?
Yeah, so the meditation, daily meditation is important, but it's not helping you to get to the core trauma. So the core trauma needs to be reached through communicating with the unconscious mind properly and then do a release session, basically. It's called source memory healing. And source memory healing is like 45, 1 hour, sometimes 1.5 hour healing session, when you actually need to go through all the memories which are related to your current issue. And when you release all of those memories, then basically the same trigger is not going to happen to you anymore. So that thing what bothered you over and over again is not going to bother you anymore, because that's how it's cleared out now from the whole system of your life. Basically, it's from your layers. It's cleared out. And this is why it's so important to get into this. And then how I do it with my clients. So I have like programs, you know, with a couple of sessions. And when they sign up for the program and I do a couple of sessions with them, I also give them the recording of an MP3, which is a recording of the healing, which is blank. So they can fill out the blanks and heal themselves with that recording. So basically, after in that, as you said, the healing journey is not just 1 month. You know, it could be come up different things later on. So that's why I give them this track. So whenever something comes up for them to clear, they can just use this and clear it. So this is one way how I actually do it with clients who sign up a program. I also have one-on-one sessions, you know, if someone doesn't want to have the program, just want to come on for a session to try. So then that's, I also do one-on-one sessions. And actually, I'm just starting my 12-month membership, group membership, which we have like two sessions a week, but in a group settings where I also do healing sessions and meditations and releases and protection and all of these kind of things. So it's very powerful and very profound teachings and healings in a group setting.
Yeah, nice. I agree with that. I think like working with someone like yourself or working with a professional is probably one of the best things that you could do for this. You know, talk therapy in general can be really helpful as well. And just kind of working on your mental health and putting in the time and the money and the effort to doing that. You know, we go to the gym for our physical health and we do all these things to be active and eat well, but we really can't overlook our trauma, like you're talking about, and our history that makes us us. So I think it's awesome of what you're doing. And I'm so happy to hear that you're really helping with people struggling with this. Something that...
Can I just add something to you? So you mentioned the speaking therapy. I actually don't support speaking therapy. I support hypnotherapy because hypnotherapy goes deep. So you need to get someone who's going deep into theta or delta brainwaves with you for these clearings, because speaking therapy is just stirring up all the memories without a proper clearing. So it can be even, I would say, dangerous sometimes, because some people just bring up all of these negative emotions to the awareness, but they don't know what to do with it. So sometimes it's more hurting than healing to going speaking therapy. It's like just talking to your friends about this, or, you know, I don't recommend it myself, but, you know, everybody's doing what they want. But hypnotherapy, I believe it can help because it's also going deep enough to release the core.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've had a therapist for like a couple years now, and she's great. And I don't see her very often, maybe like once a month, once every 2 months now. But when I was going through a tough time last year, I went through seeing her more often. And I know you don't microdose with psilocybin, but I was doing microdosing with psilocybin at the same time as therapy, like not doing it and then going to speak to her, but like microdosing a few times a week and then combining it with talk therapy. And I found the most impact, the most advancements, the most steps forward I had through talk therapy was when I was combining it with psilocybin on the side. And I think it's because, kind of like what you're talking about, when you microdose, it creates new neural pathways in the brain, and it really helps you to be able to see things differently and connect the dots differently. And so that was like my personal experience of how do I go deeper with this and then integrate what I talk about in those therapy sessions. Because I think you're right. Like, I think there's something to be said about, let's just talk this out loud for an hour, but how are you actually implementing that in your life? How are you going deeper? Do you need to be doing something like hypnotherapy or Reiki or these meditations in order to really peel back a layer? And I think that's really profound, whether you do that through microdosing, whether you do it through meditation, or you combine those. People do retreats. Like, there's so many different things now, but I like the idea of like, let's look at this through layers and not just this 1 hour session with a therapist and like call it a day and now you're good to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's just like when we're talking about it on the surface, and you need to understand that what is the ultimate goal of the release is to forgive and let it go. And then to actually release all the negative emotions which were related to that issue in that trauma. Whatever you experienced in the trauma, negative emotions, they need to be released from the body and from many layers of the body, you know, not just the physical body, but from your DNA, from your etheric body, from your soul body, you know, properly. and then also replace it with love, forgiveness, safety, and support. So there is a structure, there is a way how to do this properly, how to heal it from every layers. That's what the therapists do. I mean, the hypnotherapist or me on my sessions. But if that's not happening, then it's not cleared properly.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing I want to talk about briefly is you talk about this idea of like the running mind and overthinking. And I guess like, and I've had this so many times, like I think about everything on my to-do list and how it impacts sleep and insomnia. And I even had this last week where I woke up in the middle of the night and then I'm like lying there. Then I start thinking about work and I'm like, okay, I need to do all of these things tomorrow and this and that. And I think it's just so common. How do we kind of like combat that? Like, how do we find peace? Maybe go back to sleep. How do we find peace, even if it's happening during the day? Like, the running mind is difficult. So what do you suggest?
So I always say that you need to trust the process, trust yourself, trust what is happening is at the right time, at the right place. So you don't need to like always stress yourself, like what if I can't complete my daily task, or what if this is not happening at the right time? Or so it's always going to happen. It doesn't matter if you miss something, you can do it next day, or, you know, you can do it another time. So it's like you shouldn't sacrifice your health, you know, your mental peace, you know, for completing tasks, you know. So your load should be the way that is not, how can I say, it's not killing you, you know. It's like you should have the task what you create for your daily routine or your daily work should be a one which is not actually jeopardizing your health, you know.
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. And I, especially for parents out there, for moms, like the, especially working moms, or even if you're not a working mom, but like, I just imagine the idea, even I can feel it now, is like the personal to-do list is very long and then the work to-do list is very long. And every day just kind of feels like I'm just checking things off to kind of move forward in life. And it's like, how do we get back to a place of like trusting and peace and having less on our plates? And society just praises being busy so much, right? Like it's such a workaholic culture in North America. And so it's like, how do we just be okay with doing less and saying no to more?
Exactly. Yeah. It's true that it's become very like a hustle culture, right? Yeah. So basically this meditation also helps you with that. It's going to help you to bring you peace. It's help you to open up your third eye more, which is allowing more to come into this surrendering state and the trust, you know. So just practicing the meditation, the transcendental meditation itself, it helps with this. And also to be more mindful, you know, having positive thoughts about yourself, about your achievements, about your good enough, you know, your worthy. Because all of this pushing yourself to create more can come from a trauma, a childhood trauma, when you were like felt unworthy or not good enough, you know, and you want to have to show off, or you want to prove people, you know, that you actually can complete these things, or you are good enough for this and that. So it can come also from traumatic experiences in childhood, why people feel so stressed or they feel so pushed, you know, to live like this.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's all kind of like coming full circle, right? So if we have these traumas that we haven't dealt with, and then we have this very busy lifestyle, it's very easy to just push them to the side and just forget about it and just be like, oh yeah, you know, this thing happened. Or like we talked about, like there's a trigger that comes up and then you're upset about it, you're sensitive about it, whatever it is, but you have such a full, busy life that you don't have time to process it. And then it just gets layered on top of the previous trauma that you had. And so it's kind of like we're combating this North American hustle, go, go, go lifestyle with trying to acknowledge what has happened in our past, work through it, and like lead a more balanced lifestyle. And that is very difficult. That is very difficult. It's something that we need to be very conscious about. And I guess we all kind of get there in our own time, whether it's, you know, at the age of 30 or 50 or whatever it is, we all end up, I guess, kind of getting there, I would hope by some point.
Yes. And then, you know, there is a saying that if you don't have 20 minutes to meditate a day, then you have to start meditating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The person who doesn't have time to meditate actually needs to meditate the most is, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been great. And I love your insights and your perspective on things. I think we're very much aligned. If people want to work with you and really kind of dive deep into these topics, how can they do that and how can they connect with you?
So on my website is one way they can book a call with me or reach out to me on my WhatsApp. Everything is on my website. So it's editbkiss.com. So it's my name.com. And I'm also active on Instagram, also editbkiss. So they can find me there. I promote some free events which coming up or some workshops, or it's always on my Instagram mostly, and also about my new subscription. So they can find everything there.
Great. I will link that in the show notes and put that on my website as well, so people can easily find you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the podcast today. This was awesome. And I know my listeners will definitely get a lot out of it.
And I have one more surprise. There is free meditation on my YouTube channel if someone wants to try the Transcendental Meditation. So my YouTube channel is Magical Karma Priestess, and you can try Transcendental Meditation there.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, I will add that as well to the show notes. I will actually maybe do that tonight. That sounds like something really nice to do to kind of wrap up my day, because I'm super interested in trying this. So yeah, again, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany. If you're interested in finding the show notes or the sponsors for this episode, you can do so on my website, which is biohackingbrittany.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram, where I'm most active. My handle is @biohackingbrittany. And if you're interested in working together and you want to email me directly, you can do that. My email is info@biohackingbrittany.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you tune in next week.